A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
New Japan Pro Wrestling is under fire this morning. Plus, a returning WWE star is switching brands and turning heel. And we have another update on Roman Reigns' new WWE deal. For Wednesday, May the 11th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. We start with news out of New Japan Pro Wrestling this morning. A series of explosive tweets from Kota Ibushi have brought New Japan Pro Wrestling and some notable people within the promotion under fire. Here to tell us a little bit more about it is Aidan Gibbons, the editor-in-chief from Cultaholic.com. Aidan, good morning.
Morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, matey. Some strong comments from Kota Ibushi on social media a few hours ago. What are some of the key points that Ibushi raised?
Yeah, so with Kota Ibushi, you can never tell whether it's storyline or actually real. But with comments from Dave Meltzer, there certainly appears to not be kayfabe. In terms of some of the issues, it all sort of stems from when Ibushi got injured back at the G1 Climax 31 final, when, of course, he did that Phoenix Splash, injured his shoulder, dislocated, match ends. He's been out ever since. His main crux of the issue is that he feels New Japan management tried to rush him back for Wrestle Kingdom. Initially, they did announce that he would be already out for, I think it was about 6 weeks they announced. It basically tried to rush him back, so Ibushi wasn't very happy with the idea of course working hurt and rushing himself back when he's not ready. And also, he appeared at a Just Tap Out show in March, which appears to have caused issues with New Japan management there as well.
So how come there were issues on that front then, with the Just Tap Out show?
So in terms of that, it all sort of stems from, there's this man, Kikuchi, who, through a report from Voices of Wrestling, there's been issues between Ibushi and Kikuchi going back to 2018, when Kikuchi initially worked in the merchandising department for New Japan. Basically, Ibushi felt like he was being shortchanged on his merch money, basically. And then this Kikuchi fella was basically gotten rid of when Harold Mage, I think that's pronounced correctly, was still in charge in 2019. But then Kikuchi's resurfaced when Big Togo's come back in to help with booking in New Japan in 2020. And this Kikuchi person has come back in 2020 and been involved with that. The issue basically there stems from Ibushi didn't ask for permission from New Japan and just sort of showed up at the show. And then you've had Kikuchi from the screenshots that Ibushi's posted. It looks like Kikuchi's actually threatening to fire him. And Ibushi just sort of goes, do what you do, really.
So he wasn't intimidated. So with threats of being removed from New Japan Pro Wrestling, Kota Ibushi pretty much taking it in his stride by the sounds of it, just going, yeah, just do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I mean, he's always been a bit of an enigma.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like a person that would actually be that worried about his job. In a sort of weird way, because I mean, he's only really a recent guy in New Japan. If you look at his whole career, like he sort of worked a lot in DDT and just other promotions, and New Japan's fairly recent for him. And in my opinion, he's one of the best wrestlers in the world, so you can sort of look at it and go, I'll go wherever I want, basically.
Now, as well as being pushed for Wrestle Kingdom, which Kota Ibushi is alleging here, and as well as the upset around the booking and the consequences of appearing at Just Tap Out, there's been further confusion between Ibushi and New Japan around the New Japan Cup, hasn't there?
Yeah, so essentially with the New Japan Cup, he was actually announced to be in action on the show. In the tournament, and then he was pulled from it very suddenly. In storyline, Ibushi said that he was still injured. I think he had tweets of Great or Conway said his shoulder was only 65% ready. According to Voices of Wrestling, the idea behind that tweet was basically Ibushi was going to feud with Great Okan throughout the year. In actuality, though, it appears Ibushi was ready to go for New Japan, but this Kikuchi person's coming up again. It appears like he's gone to a doctor about a minor ailment still with Ibushi's shoulder, and because of that, Ibushi has then been pulled from the tournament altogether.
So it's a mixed bag of things here, because it's Ibushi feeling like he was being pushed to come back when he wasn't ready, and when he feels like he was ready a few months later, he was being told, you know, they were being seemingly extra cautious, at least that's how it seems, and stopping him from coming back at all. With all of this going on, in your opinion, Aiden, is this the end of Kota Ibushi in New Japan Pro Wrestling?
In all honesty, I don't think so. I think they'll be able to resolve it. With Ibushi over the past few years, with the exception of Okada, he's been their most pushed guy. He was the first IWGP World Heavyweight Champion, reunifying those titles and everything else. I think he's been the last four G1 finals. He's just too valuable to New Japan for, I think, that they'll get rid of him. I'd be very surprised if they sacrifice Kota Ibushi for this Kikuchi person who just seems to have resurfaced. But let's say he is done and they do decide to go through and sack him. Don't think Kenny Omega's going to be very disappointed if he turns up in AEW at all.
I think that's the one thing that I've seen a lot of, is the moment all this stuff started with Kota Ibushi and conversations started about him possibly departing New Japan Pro Wrestling, all those pictures of the Golden Lovers start popping up on social. So do you think that in the event that he is done with New Japan Pro Wrestling, is it just a matter of time before he rocks up in AEW?
I think definitely. I mean, when AEW first started, Kenny Omega basically said that if he had asked Ibushi to join AEW, Ibushi would have done it in a heartbeat. But Kenny Omega felt, no, it's your time in New Japan now. I'm not going to take you away from that. So it would just be a matter of time to hit a tournament AEW and get a lovely Golden Lovers reunion, all those lovely matches.
That is, of course, depending how these things go with New Japan Pro Wrestling. We'll keep you up to date throughout the day at Cultaholic.com from Cultaholic.com's editor-in-chief, Aiden Gibbons. Thank you for joining us this morning on the News Podcast.
Thank you, Tom. I'll see you soon.
There is no question this has been a heart-wrenching story. I think we've all appreciated the true Lacey Evans story. And before we introduce her tonight live, Lacey has asked that you show the proper respect. So, ladies and gentlemen, please applaud and welcome Lacey Evans.
Emotional Lacey tonight, Pat.
Absolutely. The first time the WWE Universe has gotten to see her in person since learning more about her story. What a moment.
They're an inspirational human being. Everything she's been through in her life, and then to be able to come out here tonight and be a part of all this.
Marine as well.
Ooh, ah! Great to see you, Lacey.
Lacey Evans and that series of promos to get her over on SmackDown seem to have been all thrown out. So we've seen the videos over the past few weeks on SmackDown of Lacey Evans talking about overcoming adversity and being a proud American and all of this stuff. I think they've changed their minds, because PW Insider are reporting that WWE has officially moved Lacey Evans from SmackDown to Monday Night Raw. Not only that, PW Insider go on to say, despite all the videos that have been used to build her return, Lacey Evans is going to be a heel going forward. Big change from what they had planned. Whether or not this was a case of them getting cold feet on whether Lacey Evans would be accepted as a babyface, whether the plan all along was to present her as somebody that's so nice you wanted to boo them, a la a Kurt Angle, perhaps. Either way, big changes to Lacey Evans' plans. Not even going to be part of SmackDown, where all these promos have been seen, now being factored onto Monday nights.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We have an update this morning on Roman Reigns' WWE contract. So, that conversation he had with the fans in Trenton, New Jersey got us all talking. For a while, we thought he was going to be done with wrestling completely. It was revealed by Dave Meltzer of Wrestling Observer that Roman Reigns has signed a new contract that includes far less dates. Fightful Select confirming this as well. PW Insider pointing out that Roman Reigns is actually not listed to be in attendance at any live events or TV tapings throughout July and August. He is, however, being listed for Money in the Bank in July and SummerSlam in August. So that started the questions of like whether or not we're just going to see Roman Reigns at pay-per-views, almost a bit like a Brock Lesnar type figure. More details on that this morning have come from Andrew Zarian. He posted on Twitter, spoke to someone over at WWE regarding Roman and his schedule moving forward. It is not expected for Roman to take extended time off. He will be on premium live events and television. The only change will be with smaller market house shows, which is why he showed his gratitude to the fans in Trenton, New Jersey. So this is a change to Roman Reigns' schedule, a new phase of his career, as he said, but it doesn't seem to be as drastic as many have reported. Simply a case of Roman Reigns will not be a part of the entire house show run and mainly focusing on appearing on television, mainly Friday nights, and then being a feature attraction on pay-per-view. Sorry, premium live events. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, I took a look at 20 potential candidates to become Mr. and Mrs. Money in the Bank 2022. And we gauge whether they are hot, lukewarm, or cold on the thermometer. You can watch that now at youtube.com/Cultaholic. On the Cultaholic podcast feed this week, no new episode of Desert Island Grouts. We're taking just a couple of weeks away from Cultaholic Island. We will be back very soon with some really exciting new guests for that show. We're taking a couple of weeks away. Maybe take the time to go through the back catalogue. There's about 140 odd episodes now. Take some time to listen back to some of the old ones. How about that? That sounds like a good time. twitch.tv/cultaholic. Tonight, it is Owen and Jack back together for Cultaholic FC based shenanigans on Football Manager. twitch.tv/cultaholic to join in the fun there. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.